Are you fucking serious, Layla?
I swear it's all true. Or at least that's how my dear Cleo described it to me. And she's not one to tell a lie like that.
Yeah, how could you keep all that to yourself until now?
I wasn't gonna say anything, but I just couldn't resist.
Ah, now I know why you treated us to pedicures yesterday. And why we're wearing heels now. I thought it was too posh just to visit our daughters.
You were just trying to doll up our feet for that perverted roomie of theirs?
Guilty.
Honestly, I don't mind. I remember the days when all the boys lusted after my feet. It's so much fun to have a man under my soles. Trust me, Marie, there's no feeling like it.
Well, Abella, I'll have to take your word for it. I still can't believe my innocent little Eva is like this.
Come on, Marie. She's almost 20 and at university. That's when all of the sexual exploration goes down.
It's true. I fucked a lot in college. Drank a lot, too. Ah, I miss those carefree days.
Me too. They were some wild times. Oh, looks like we're here. Thank you, Mr. Uber.
That Uber was nice. 5 stars for sure.
I always forget to rate mine.
That's just criminal. Actually, I only vote if the driver's cute.
You bitch. But seriously, though, Uber feast needs to be a thing. Even if there was a second person in the car that would rub your feet as you traveled.
You're both weirdos. All right, here goes nothing.
Mom!
Mommy!
Rue, my love.
My darling Eva, how are you?
Mother.
Cleo, aren't you happy to see me?
Well, that depends. Are you here to see me or the roomie?
After all, you told me about him. How can I not want to see such a specimen?
Yes. Mind telling me what this perverted roommate of yours has been doing to your feet? Is it true, Eva?
But Mom, you have such fucking amazing foot rubs.
Language.
Eva's right, though. The man has magic hands. I didn't care much for his kink at first, but now just thinking about it makes me tingle.
I really need to meet this young man.
Miss Jean is the only responsible mother here, it seems. Rumi, get down here. We have guests.
Don't yell at him, Cleo. Always so mean.
Ah, so this is the Rumi. Hello there, young man.
Oh my, so handsome.
What do you think of him, Mom?
Well, if he offered me a foot massage, I wouldn't say no.
And to think I had faith in you, Marie.
I'm Leela, Cleo's mom. But you can call me Mrs. Ryder.
Still going by Mrs. Mom? Wow.
What? It's hotter.
And I'm Ruse Milf, Abella.
Mom!
What? I'm fuckable, I know that. You can call me Mrs. also if you'd like. Mrs. Granger.
Marie, but to you it can be Miss Jean. And maybe if you play your cards right, I'll let you touch my feet.
So I've got an idea for what we could do today. Why don't you take us into town, Rumi? Find us a nice shoe boutique for us to explore.
Hell yeah. You're a genius, Mrs. Ryder.
Oh, and we can model new shoes for Rumi.
Shit. I do love shoe shopping. Fine. As long as you're paying, Mom.
Well, what are we standing around for?
Yes. Let's go.
There's a cute place in the Central Mall. There's sure to be some sexy shoes in there for us to try on.
Yes, I love that place. What? Why are you all looking at me like that?
Cleo excited about something? That's new.
That is new. Are you feeling all right, honey?
Mom, stop! I'm allowed to like stuff.
It's okay, Cleo. Layla is just being a mean old bag.
Hey, no B word allowed.
Bag? Or bitch.
Oh, you don't want to see me in bitch mode.
Yeah, so don't disappoint her, Rumi. Or I will seem like a timid kitten in contrast.
Well, based on the stories you told me, I'm sure I'll be more than satisfied.
Did you really tell your mom everything we did?
Yep. Every perverted little detail.
Oh my god.
Seems you found a perfect little foot slayer to take care of you girls.
I'd say. He's just perfect. We take care of him and he takes care of us.
Oh, to have a proper man in my life again. I may have to smuggle you back on the plane, Rumi.
No, he's mine.
Ours, Ava.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, this is a huge mall.
Find us a parking spot, Rumi.
Damn. Busy today.
It's a beautiful day to be out shopping and hanging around with friends.
Almost as beautiful as a day at the beach. Right, you three?
Oh, God, stop. It's bad enough that my own mom knows, but Cleo and Rue's moms too? Fuck.
It's okay, Eva. Nothing wrong with enjoying an ice cream pie at the beach.
All while having your toes sucked by your best friends.
Hey, keep it down. We're in public now.
Come on, Cleo. Take us to the shoe boutique.
It's right around here somewhere. Shit. Place is so damn big.
Is that it?
Yes, that's the place. Let's go, ladies.
Holy shit, this place is amazing.
It really fucking is. Wow.
Not bad, Cleo. Your roomie is gonna have a good fucking time watching us put on shoes.
Fuck, look at these. Cute as heck.
Hey, Rumi, wanna see my feet in these sexy things?
Take a seat, Rumi, and we'll all go pick out a pair of shoes for you to judge on us.
Hey, I just noticed that there's some changing rooms back there.
At a shoe store?
They have some clothing stuff here, too.
Hey, Rumi, I'm gonna try these things on, so how about you give me a seat? You just get on the floor and take my shoes off for me. Then you can see if these fit on me.
My adorable Cinderella.
More like Sin-derella.
Yes, that too, apparently.
If the shoe fits, then you found your true foot love. Now my socks. Can't wear those with sandals, right? That's something old people do. Right, Mom?
Hey, I do not. Just look.
To be fair, Jean, I did tell you to wear heels, so...
I would have worn them anyway. Probably. Shut up. I'm gonna go find the sexiest pair of shoes in here.
Not if I find them first.
Come on, Mom, let's go find something to wear for our roomie.
Indeed. Don't get him too excited, Ava.
It won't be my fault if he blows by just looking at my feet.
Ugh. Guess I should find something, too, since we're here.
See ya. Well, Rumi, my bare feet are ready to try on these sandals. Can they contain my wiggly toes? Oh, pretty good fit. How do they look around my feet? I knew you'd say that. Would they still look good pressed against your cock? Oh my, hard already.
Eva! What are you doing? In the middle of the store!
What? There's no one else in here, Mom. Plus, I gotta test how hard they make him. It's not all about walking, you know.
You're a naughty girl.
I know. So, did you find something sexy?
Aren't these sexy enough?
Oh, nice taste, Mom. Come on and sit. Rumi will help you try them on.
Fine. I suppose having a kinky foot slave is kinda nice. Okay, Rumi. Go for it.
Excited to see my mom's bare feet, Rumi? Now you know why mine are so sexy. Good jeans. Or shoes, I guess.
Finally free. Walking around in heels can get kind of uncomfortable after a while. Simple is better, I think.
They look good on you. Fuck, maybe I should get a pair, too.
They hide my toes, but... they do show off a fair amount of toe cleavage. Is that a thing for you foot fetishists?
Really, Mom? Is there actually any doubt about toe cleavage being a thing?
Well, I'm not a little foot slick like you, my dear.
Mom!
What do you think, Rumi? Did you see these flats maybe strewn across your bedroom floor?
Ugh, as if he'd let a woman wear footwear in his room, let alone the house.
Well, until then, I'll just have to keep them on just to tease you with my little sweet toe cleavage. So come on, kiss my toe cleavage. That feels nice.
We're back. Whoa, what's going on here, huh?
Wow, Jane, you're actually getting into it, I see.
It's kind of endearing the way he worships my feet.
Oh, nothing better than a man who knows how to worship the feet of a woman.
Oh, and he fucking knows.
Oh, fuck yeah, he does.
So, what did you two find?
Oh, well, I found these sexy things. I know they don't show any skin, but they zip up at the sides, so should make slipping on and off a breeze. Want to put them on me, Rumi?
Or you could help me put on these sexy heels. Don't you love the way the color matches my nails?
Let's see how good he is at putting on shoes while we tease him.
Oh?
Sit here next to me, Mom.
Okay.
Now, Rumi, you take off our heels, and I'll slip mine off.
Such strong hands.
Let's see how good you are with my socked feet pressed against your bulge.
Oh, Rumi, not so hard. Though, I don't mind a little roughness.
Can you imagine what it would feel like if there were no fabric between my feet and your cock, Rumi? And out here in public? Anyone could walk into the store at any moment and see what's going on here.
Come on, Rumi. Don't just kneel there with your mouth hanging open. My new heels need to be on my feet.
He always gets so jealous of our footwear, but at the same time, he loves it.
You just want your cock to be our footwear, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Walking on cock all day. That'd keep our souls nice and warm.
Oh, if you need some moisturizer, just press down a few times and voila. Fresh squeeze calm.
This mental image is real weird.
Love it.
Wow, you did it. Even with my dear daughter's socked feet caressing your cock. These heels are nice and snug. What do you think, Remy?
Damn, Mom, those are pretty fucking sexy on you. I think you could even get Dad groveling for you with those.
Huh, I need a real man to worship my feet. Are you that man, Remy? Move your feet, Rue. Let me at that cock.
And while you give him a heel job, I'll slide these on for you to cock at.
Do you enjoy a good shoe job, Rumi? Surely it's not all about bare feet, right?
Oh, he'd come all the same being rubbed by your feet in those things, Mom.
Fuck me. I really want to see you spurt all over my feet and heels.
He's a good comer. Comer? Is that a word?
He's a good comer. Inside, outside, it's all good.
Oh, God. Inside is the best.
Yeah, it is. Well, what do you think, Rumi?
Hey, so my mom wants me to bring Rumi to the changing room. Apparently, she has a surprise for him.
Oh, he's excited. I can feel him throbbing even against my new heels.
Well, Rumi, are you going to go get your surprise? I bet it's something sexy.
It's my mom, so yes, it'll be very lewd.
Oh, Miss Ryder, just what are you getting us into?
Now I'm curious.
Okay, Mom, we're here.
You just enter without knocking? I'm naked in here.
There's no door, Mom. Also, why are you naked?
Oh, I'm not naked. I still have my heels on. See, Rumi?
Those do look hot on you, Layla. Damn.
Most men would be distracted by your big tits or wide hips, but I think our Rumi is too distracted with your feet.
If her feet aren't naked, or at least partially visible, she's not worth looking at, right, Rumi?
Harsh. But I would believe it from this young man.
Well, don't you all just stand there? Come in, Rumi. Want to join us? Abella? Murray?
Hey, what about us?
Not all of us can fit in here, silly. Plus, you girls have already had your fun with him. Let us have our turn.
Here's some cash for those sandals, Eva. Now, be a good girl and stay out of trouble.
You bitch.
Have fun, Mom. Try not to break him. We do want him back eventually and in good health.
We'll try.
Finally! Someone else to take care of his perverted desires. We should get our moms here more often.
Gladly. Bye, girls. Sit, Rumi. Do you ladies want to see just how hard you've made him?
Yes, please.
Even after all that fun with our daughters, he's still so hard for our feet.
Their feet may be young, but ours are skilled with experience.
You two foot sots may have experience, but I am yet to truly get into the kink.
For now, why not just sit upon that cock and feel what your feet have done to him?
Yes. Luckily, I can just hike up this dress and... Fuck. So goddamn hard. Do our feet really make you this hard?
Yeah, they do. Let's make him throb, Layla. I'm gonna sit down on the floor here and tease his balls with my new heels.
Fuck. It's making him throb so much.
Then, what about if I take off my heels and push my bare soul into his face?
Yes. Fuck yes. He loves it so much.
God, you're so wet, Jean. Your juices are leaking all over my toes and these new heels. Now I have no choice but to buy them.
I'm sure Rumi would gladly clean them off for you. Wouldn't you, Rumi? Oops. Sorry. Your mouth opened, and I couldn't help but slip my toes inside.
So eager to suck those toes like a baby at the teat.
Or a fully grown man at the teat.
Seriously, they never grow out of it, do they? But not you, Rumi. You'd much rather be suckling on a footload of sexy toes, right? You're not an ass man or a tits man. You're a foot man, aren't you? Nothing, not even the softest tits or the fattest ass could change that.
Fuck, he's throbbing so much. Fuck me. It's gonna make me come.
Yes, Marie. Come all over that depraved cock.
Oh, he's sucking so desperately. Yes.
Fuck.
Oh my god, my toes are soaked in your pussy juices, Marie.
Oh, I bet he'd love to lick them clean.
Hell yeah. You ride him next, Layla. My feet need a clean before I can ride.
Fuck me. I can barely stand. I'll just sit where you are, Bella. On the floor.
My foot is soaked in saliva. This will make good foot job lube. How's that feel, Rumi? My wet soles feel good against your cock.
Oh, let my wet foot join yours. How's that, Rumi? One spit-soaked foot and one pussy-soaked.
Ooh. Let me add my foot. These balls need attention too, after all.
Now that he's covered in spit and pussy, it's time. I'll do it reverse for you. Give you a nice view of my ass.
Fuck yeah. Flaunt that thick MILF ass, Layla.
Ready, Rumi? Oh. Oh. God damn. Fuck me.
Good. Isn't he?
Yes. And my bitch of a daughter claims to hate this dick? Oh, fucking liar.
No woman could deny this handsome cock. Hey, Brittany, there's still some pussy all over my toes. Wanna lick and suck it off? All right, here it comes. Yes, get all that juice between my toes.
Do I taste good on Abella's toes, Remy?
He loves it. He's throbbing so much. I just want to sit still and feel him pulse. His girthy throbs are gonna make me come.
Yes, explode all over that cock.
Suck my toes harder, Remy. Yes. Suck them good while Layla creams all over your gorgeous cock.
So fucking much. No, I'm not soon.
Ugh, I almost had that load.
Well, then allow my sweet milk pussy to coax it out. How are we gonna do this? Oh, Marie, move over a bit.
Like this?
Then I'll get on my knees beside you. And Layla, you sit down on the other side of me.
Ah, I see what you're going for.
And now I hike up my skirt, pull my soaked panties to the side. How's that view, Remy? Wanna fuck me to finish off?
As long as you pull out and come all over our feet. Oh, actually, I'll slip my shoes back on and you can come all over them. That way I can take something of yours home with me.
Good idea. Yeah.
What are you waiting for, Remy? Oh, yes. Oh, God fucking damn, that is good.
Miss that cock inside me.
Are you not satisfied, Marie?
Insatiable.
God, this has to be the hardest cock I've ever felt. Ah. Oh. Our feet really did a good job.
I always knew my sexy feet were destined for greater things.
Fuck. This side is so hot. I can't help but touch myself.
You're right.
Is this what it's like every day with our daughters, Remy? Do you put them all this good?
You know he does. They all have that satisfied glow about them. Didn't you notice?
I did. They all look so beautiful.
Oh, I'm not surprised. They have a good man with an amazing cock, and he takes care of their feet with such erotic dedication.
Fuck. Can't we take him home with us?
Yes, but only if you want to come home with us, Rumi.
But first, fucking make me come and come all over our feet.
Mm-hmm.
Here it comes. Yes. Fuck me hard. You're with me.
God, I'm gonna come again.
Fucking ditto.
Come on, Remy. Oh, I can feel you about to come. I know it was hard to hold on for each of us, but now you can finally release.
Come on, let me wear my new shoes, Remy.
Yes. Yes, I want to feel your hot come all over my soles. I slide these heels back on.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, stain off footwear, darling. Make sure we have to buy them.
Shit, here it comes.
Yes.
Fuck. These heels are no longer black.
Fuck. You're really covering my toe cleavage, Remy. I can feel it starting to seep down between my toes.
Now I can slide my heels back on and feel your sticky cum all over my soles for the rest of the day. Fuck, that feels nice. Like standing on clouds.
Are you women Oh my God, seriously?
Wow, you really coated our mom's feet, Rumi.
You're so lucky, Mommy.
Not as lucky as this handsome young man. That's for damn sure.
You know, ladies, I think we should move down here. To be closer to our daughters, of course.
Beating around the bush as usual. Sure, our lovely daughters will be close. But the real reason to stay is this amazing foot-loving cock.
Fuck. I really don't want any of that cum to go to waste. Mommy, can I lick his cum off your feet?
Eva. That's kind of hot, actually. Okay, sure, honey. You can clean my feet for me.
Yay!
Rue, my toes are soaked and need a good sucking and cleaning.
Why not? It'll make Rumi hard again, and then us daughters can have our turn.
Oh, Cleo, dear. My soles are covered in the seed of a perverted foot fetishist. Help me, please.
Goddamn! The things I agreed to do just to arouse you, Rumi. You owe me. Big time.
What do you think, Rumi? Want our moms to move to the city? Oh.